Cantor Audio presents Laying Down the Paw by Diane Kelly. Narrated by Colleen Marlowe. 1. No dogs allowed. Fort Worth Police Officer Megan Luz. At 9:30 on Sunday morning, I sat at the card table in the kitchen in my tiny studio apartment with a pen in my hand, circling or drawing an X over each ad in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram rental real estate section. My partner-slash-roommate-slash-BFF, Bridget, lay at my feet, her pointy teeth making short work of the chew treat she held between her two front paws. The enormous German Shepherd mix was the reason I jogged over to the 7-Eleven for a copy of the newspaper this morning. The 100-pound beast needed more space than our current home provided, as well as a yard to run and poop in. The energetic dog had chewed up at least a dozen pairs of my shoes while we lived here. Did I mention that in addition to being my partner, roommate, and best friend, she was also at times a pain in the butt? I could never stay angry at her, though. Not when she'd look up at me with those big brown eyes and wag her tail. Blurg. I'm such a sucker. While Bridget happily gnawed her treat below me, overhead my upstairs neighbor flushed his toilet for the third time this morning. Flush! Were there no drugs for a bad prostate? Still, I'd take his repeated flushing over the bam, bam, bam that came through my floor on occasion, courtesy of the Congolese immigrant who lived below me. At the slightest noise, he'd whip out his broom and bang the handle against the ceiling. Never mind that I was rarely the offender. Okay, so maybe Bridget needing more space wasn't the only reason for relocating. I could use some more space, too. Or at least space that didn't involve sharing walls, floors, and ceilings.